This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. Semiotic Robotic here with another open source news break from opensource.com. Of interest to open-minded scientists might be our recent story about Fedora Scientific, a new Fedora spin targeted specifically at users whose work involves scientific and numerical computing. Project creator and maintainer Amit Saha tells us that the new distribution, quote, was created out of a simple need. The need to avoid constantly installing the same software on a fresh Linux installation. To that end, Fedora Scientific comes preloaded with tools scientists use most frequently, like GNU Octave, IPython, GNUplot, LaTeX, and, of course, a Fortran compiler. The distro features the KDE Plasma desktop. In our health channel, Dr. Timothy King asks, can open science help patients and save pharma? Calling the current model of pharmaceutical development, quote, time-consuming, expensive, and inefficient, King explains how open source thinking might spark new research innovations more quickly and with lower costs, all with no discernible decrease in research quality. He outlines three new approaches to pharmaceutical research and interviews representatives of both pharmaceutical companies and the FDA about the future of drug research, development, and production. And finally, we're featuring an article by Lewis John McGibney, engineering application software engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, who describes the role open source technologies play in the organization's Earth Science initiatives. Earth scientists, he writes, including remote sensing experts, climate modelers, practitioners, policymakers, and decision makers have had a hand in furthering and monitoring the open source space. McGibney specifically explains how the climate modeling community uses OSI-approved licenses to distribute and modify its tools, like the Apache Open Climate Workbench, a software library that facilitates climate model evaluation. It provides users with applications for data extraction, data manipulation, metrics computation, and visualization. You can learn more at climate.apache.org. That's all for this news break from opensource.com. These are just a few of the stories our community has been discussing this week. Check out opensource.com for more, or follow us on Twitter at opensourceway for up-to-the-minute news. This has been Semiotic Robotic, wishing you peace, love, and open source.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.